Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, a storm caused two ships to sink at the same time, and all aboard were lost at sea, save one from each ship. And they survived, those two survived, only because they swam to a nearby island. Fortunately, the two men hauled themselves up on the beach at the same time within sight of each other. But the survivor celebration that they felt soon faded as they realized that each one of them spoke a language unknown to the other. Immediately, they had the same thought. I don't speak his language, but if we're going to survive, we have to find a way to communicate. In many ways, this story that I just told you actually plays out every day. But instead of on the high seas, our story takes place in real life in the marketplace. And instead of shipwreck survivors, our real life players are small business owners and bankers. Like the castaways in the first story, our latter two shipwreck castaways often realize that they need each other to be successful, small business owners and bankers. And that's the first thing they realize. The second thing they realize is they don't speak each other's language very well, if at all. So, with so much common interest and so little mutual understanding, how can these two create a successful survival story? Well, can they? Yes, they can. But only if they have what the Blasingame official translator for banks and small business. That's right, folks, it exists. The Blasingame official translator for banks and small business. And what the translator does is the translator helps small businesses speak banker as a second language, and banks speak small business as a second language. So let's talk about some of these. I've got a list of things here that small business owners need to understand about banker to be able to speak banker as a second language. The first one is, you need to identify your banker as your success partner and your business's best friend. That's exactly right, folks. My banker is my business's best friend. I walk the talk. I drink my own Kool-Aid, especially when it comes to bankers, folks. So this Blasingame's official translator has been born out of experience. More than anything else. The second thing to do to be able to understand your banker better, stay close to your banker when things are going well and even closer when things aren't. Tell your banker when you're excited about how well things are going, but also talk to your banker when you're a little bit frightened, when you're a little bit concerned. You got to make sure that you tell them early. Talk to your banker early and often. Number three, believe that an uninformed banker, this ties into number two perfectly, believe that an uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. A scared banker cannot help you. So remember, folks, if you have a problem, if you have a financial problem in your business, a phone call will be made. Make sure that you make the phone call. You call your banker first, because if you wait for them to call you and tell you you have a problem or ask you about your problem, it might be too late. Number four, pay attention to what motivates and impresses your banker, like attention to detail. If they ask you for something, give it to them exactly as they ask for it. Number five, understand pertinent bank rules and regulations so that you don't ask for something that they can't do. If you wind up doing that, if you ask your banker for something that they cannot do, if you ask them to do something that is literally against the rules, the regulations, and laws, you know, that out of your ignorance, then you put them in a bad space, at a bad place. Try to understand their rules as much as you can. And number six, finally, the last one in this segment, reward banker loyalty with your loyalty. Now, let's talk about how bankers need to speak small business as a second language. Number one, understand that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Your banker needs to realize that you're a small business, and that means that you're undercapitalized, automatic, in every case. Number two, recognize that starting a small business is easy, but operating one successfully is not easy. And they need to realize that, what the stress you're under, the pressure you're under, the against all odds scenario you have in your business. Bankers need to understand that. Number three, explain banking rules and regulations more often. You're not an expert, small business owners. You're not an expert in bank laws and regulations. There are some things, though, that your banker can help you with. They can tell you, all right, I need this, and this is why I need it. I need you to bring me this document because the rules, the regulations require me to have this. Well, they need to tell you why they need that document. And when they tell you, you need to remember that and perform based on that. It's a mutual thing, folks. This is all about communicating with each other. Here's number four. Realize that it's a banker's job to recommend services and products. If someone told me once that if every bank would make sure all their business customers had all the products that they offered them, that was available to them, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years. So bankers, make sure your customers don't know all the things that you have available for them. Make sure they know what those are. Number five, in the credit scoring process, always find a way to give small business owners credit for their character. And that's not always part of the credit scoring process. The computer doesn't have a place for character and past performance. Make sure you add that in there. And number six, reward small business loyalty with banker loyalty, with your loyalty, Mr. Banker, Ms. Banker. Finally, write this on a rock. For small businesses and bankers to avoid being castaways, speak each other's language and become partners. That's the most important thing you can do, folks. Small business owners, one of the most important things you can do in your career is to find a good bank. And in my case, it's an independent community bank. And find a good bank, find a good banker, and make them your partner. Make them your business's best friend. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with us.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.